Welcome to Mental Health Miracles. My name is Tanisha. I am your host. This is episode 10, and I know many of you are going, yes, finally, she's back on. We started this podcast in November of 2023. We did 9 episodes up until January, and this is now March 2024. I had taken some time away for a couple months. There was a lot going on in my life, and I needed to get some things in order before I continued to do some recordings. I'd started a new job, and I just had some focusing to do. So I wanted to talk about having mental health days, and that's the whole reason why I decided to come back on here and do these podcasts. I'm also going to be sharing what I call the story of my life. Those are going to be on exclusive content because there is going to be some trigger moments in there for some of you, some things that have happened from childhood all the way on, and I'm just going to lay it all out there. I feel like telling our story is very healing in a lot of way, but not only is it healing for us, but those that are listening that may have need to hear that they're not alone, it's going to be healing to them. So if you guys are interested in hearing the story of my life, go to our exclusive content, go ahead and subscribe, and you'll have access to those exclusive episodes. So we'll be starting episode 1 this week, so stay tuned. So let's get back to the mental health day. I have been taking days, what I call a mental health day breaks. And I know a lot of people can't afford to do that because they have children or their life is so busy and they don't have the time. Well, let me tell you something. Time can be managed. I know you're like, how? How can that be? I had to learn to manage my time on my calendar. I use Google Calendar, and everything that I do, I put on that calendar. Whether it is doing a podcast, greeting a guest, picking up my children from school, going on a doctor's appointment, going for a walk, taking some time out for myself, doing things for my dogs, doing stuff for my husband, going grocery shopping. Those are all things that I put on my calendar. I have to do that because if I don't, then my days will get away with me. I actually work 3 jobs. I do hair. I also bartend at a VFW, and I have an executive assistant to a CEO job that I do as well. And I also have a business that I had just started. It's because I absolutely love the company and I love their products, and I figured I would just start sharing them. And a lot of people are thinking, oh no, it's a multi-level marketing. No. Not this one. I've had enough of those things. I had done many different companies like Amway and Unique and Avon, and just I could go off the list of all the things that I have experienced in multi-level marketing. I never did well in any of those, and I know it's not something that's in my avenue, but the company that I'm talking about, it's a manufacturer that we are going to start sharing these products with people because we've been using them ourselves for the past 6 months, and they are 100% made in the US, and I figured why not take advantage of the referral program. So that's what we started doing. But enough about me. Let's talk about your schedules. So think about the things that you do. I just told you about my busy schedule, 3 jobs, a business, I've got my children, I've got my husband, I've got our dogs, I've got our life. But I still manage to manage all of that in a timely manner because I do time management. Because of all of that, there comes days where I'm just exhausted. Like, I need some sleep. I need some brain silence. I call those mental health break days, which are I wake up, and I just sit in silence. I sit in silence for however long it takes. If it's an entire day, if it's spurts of the day, If it's a couple hours in the day, I take those silent breaks. And the reason why is because when you sit in silence, and scripture talks about sitting in silence so you can hear the still small voice, well, a lot of times that still small voice is your own spirit within you talking to you and just letting you know that everything's okay. And it's okay to take a break. It's okay to take a breath. It's okay to just be. Sometimes you don't even want to think. I know there's days where I just don't even want to think. I'll just sit there. I do these games called cross stitch games on my tablet and just do a cross stitch game just to zone out, because I just need that time to just, I don't want to think about nothing. I don't want to think about work. I don't want to think about my family. I don't want to think about anything. It's just crazy, but you just don't want to think about anything at all. You just want that silence. And it's so important to take that time to yourself, to take that silence, those days where you just need to be. You don't take a shower, you don't wash your hair, you don't brush your teeth. I know people are like, this is gross. You don't want to do anything. I know there are days, and it's not an entire day. I'll get up and brush my teeth eventually, but it's not the first thing on my mind. It's not the first thing that I want to do. I don't want to go and take a shower. I don't want to, like, it's just going to require me to do something, to move. And I don't want to move. I just want to sit in silence. Let me tell you the benefits of that. When you take a moment, whether it's an hour or 4 hours or an entire day of just silence, it is so rejuvenating, and it literally allows you to do what I feel is a reset in your brain to make you find that motivation, find that drive that you're looking for, or you might even come up with an idea that just pops up in your head out of nowhere. I know today when I was doing mental health break, I had 4 hours of silence today. And I was just playing the cross-stitch game, and I got this idea about a goal. And I never thought in a million years that I wanted this goal, but I do. And then I thought, I'm 45 years old. Maybe I'm too old to have this goal. But then I thought, Tanisha, that's so stupid to think that way, because doesn't matter how old you are, your goals can always become reality if you want it bad enough. So I think about, you know, you hear stories of, I know probably many of you have heard this one, Colonel Sanders. He was 72 years old when he invented the recipe for KFC. 72. Do you think that he thought he was old, but he was out there knocking on the doors and sharing his chicken with people and it became a huge thing? There's so many stories like that, and I can't recite all of them. You can look them up. Go Google people who have set goals at later years in life. You'll find a lot of them. And they're very inspiring. If you're in your middle ages like me, which I never feel like I'm 45. I feel like I'm 25 a lot of times. Because I just, my mindset is not of a 45-year-old. And I'm thankful for that. But then I get those moments where I'm like, oh, you're too old to do that. It's like that. It's like something within you that tries to, you know, stop you from following through with what it is you want to do. But you got to know how to combat that. So like I talked to myself and said, you know what? Set it anyways. You never know what will happen. So let me tell you what this goal is. So when I was younger, I lived with my grandparents for several years, and I'll tell more stories about my life in the exclusive content, but we had this house. It was a two-story house, and that house is etched in my head, in my memory. It was my safe place. It was my happy place. I have a lot of memories there. My happiest memories of my life are in this home. Now, today, that home has been remodeled. New families have lived there. There was a one point when it was nobody was in it. I actually got a chance to walk through it when it was newly remodeled. Still had the kind of the same look, but you know, there's a lot of changes, of course, to what they'd done. But my thought was, why not I build a replica of that house? You know, I'll make some changes, you know, add a little things, take a few little things out. But for the most part, I would love to draw out this house and remake it. I mean, that's a huge goal, isn't it? Huge. Like, I don't even have the finances to do that. But it doesn't mean that I can't make that happen. The finances can come. The opportunity will reveal itself as long as I put it as a goal and I manifest it. And how bad do I want it, right? How bad do you want something? I mean, I wanted the car that I have today, and that's a whole crazy story how I manifested that, but it's now mine. I drive it every day. I love it. So I don't see why I can't have this house, build this house out of my memory and make it a thing. I think it would be incredible to have, but most importantly, I can pass it down to my young, and they can have it. I'm not so sure. My older girls would still remember it because they were there and had experienced that home. I think that they would learn to appreciate it as much as I do. I think because I love it and I still have dreams about it is the reason why they would want to be a part of it as well. But you never know. Regardless, it doesn't matter. It's a goal that I want. So I'm going to go for it. So these are some of the things that can pop up in your head when you have these mental health breaks. And I was thinking earlier, dang, why can't I just get motivated? Like, what's going to motivate me? Sometimes motivation comes from that simple moments of silence that you just need to regroup. You just need to rethink. You just need to be for a moment. I feel like those moments of silence is what we all need. So I want you guys to go into the comments on the Facebook page, our Healthy Mindsets Miracles Facebook page, and share how you handle your mental health break days. What do those moments of silence mean to you? And what has come out of those moments of silence? Or if you have not experienced those days, then what do you do instead? Like, what do you do to take a break from every day? Now, I know that some people are going, well, how am I going to find the time? How am I going to know when I can do that? Because I have a baby. I'm never alone. I never have those moments. Well, you kind of do. You just haven't noticed them because you probably feel those moments with other things. So babies take naps during nap time. Could be your silent time. Don't go do dishes. Don't go and fill it with something else. Just sit silently. If it's kids that don't take a nap and they're going and going all day, you're a single mom and you just don't ever get a break, they go to sleep at night. And before you go to bed, after you wash your face, brush your teeth, and get ready to lay down, give yourself a chance to have that moment of silence. I hope today's podcast helped you understand the importance to take that mental health break day and that moment of silence,
that time for yourself and enjoy the clarity and the mental break that you deserve. Come join us again on our next episode. Thank you for listening and have a great day.